Ricky Shabon. And what page are you on?
We are page 361. Ahavas Hashem, loving Hashem. ובאמת מה שרואים אצל כל הצדיקים ובני העלייה שבוערים ויש לאהבה לעבודת השם. And really what we see by the tzaddikim and bnei aliyah, that they're burning like a burning flame for serving Hashem. It seems like they're always working on everything in their life. They're eating and working on eating with holiness. They're working on nullifying the rest of the taivas. For example, ta'avat mamon. Or they're working on limud Torah. We're doing the mitzvahs. זה בגלל, זה דווקא בגלל ששמו דגש על תיקון הברית מההתחלה. This is because, דווקא, specifically because they put an emphasis, emphasis on תיקון הברית in the beginning. They first worked on the תיקון הברית. וממילא משמיים ריחמו עליהם ואירו את עיניהם איך התקדש ישר העניינים. Automatically, once one works on Tikkun HaBrit, from Shamayim, they had mercy on them, enlightened their eyes, how to be holy with all the other things. Ki kesheadam oved Tikkun HaBrit, because when a man works on Tikkun HaBrit, niftachot lo ha'enayim, his eyes open up. Niftach lo ha'sechel. Light of ha'sechel opens up. Atfilah meira lo, the tefillah shines for him. The Torah shines to him. Beika, what shines to him, the main thing is Avas Hashem. He loves Hashem. He loves Hashem. Which is the gate to all Kedushas, all the holiness. Tachlit kol ha'avodah hi le'agia le'avat Hashem. The purpose, the goal of all serving Hashem is to come to love Hashem. Kmo sheyadua, like it's known, she'obed me'ahavah, the davar hachi gavoh sheyesh. When someone serves Hashem out of love, not out of fear, is the highest place. You can't reach love without going through the fear stage. But the highest place to reach is serving Hashem through love. V'chein anachnu omrim b'kriyat shema, that's what we say every day in kriyat shema, she'tachlit kol ha'mitzvot le'avi et ha'adam le'ahavat Hashem. That the purpose, the goal of all the mitzvot is to bring a man to loving Hashem. Like it says, v'ayayim shema nishmehu, if you listen to what I'm teaching you, to love Hashem your God. And also Ahava is 13. And Echad is also 13. Right? When you love, you're one. Because that has to do with marriage.
Together is 26.
What?
Together is 26.
What is?
Love and
Ahad. Yeah, together is 26. Very good. Which is 8.
There's
a love that nullifies from a man the love to Hashem. This is a great and awesome, very awesome love which is burning. Awesome fire. Vehi netiyat alev v'tahava kasha lenashim u'lechol sugei arayot. And it is the leaning of the heart in the difficult, very difficult, very hard lust to women and to all types of illicit relations and immorality. Achmanu Yitzlam, Hashem shesev us. Kol echad yodea et nigei levavo le'an nidardarnu. Each one knows exactly where his problems are. Hashem rachem v'yatzil v'yagen v'yazol ha'shavim. Hashem should have mercy and save and protect and help those which want to return to Him. Zo ahava hachi gdola sheshna ba'alam. That's the greatest love that a person will have in his life. A love to this lust. She'afilu ahavot acherot sheshna ba'alam shegamen chazakot. And even other loves that there are in the world which are powerful. For example, ta'avat mamon. Also money people are very attached to. And many other taivas. Lo mitkarvot lachozek shel ahava hazot. They don't even get close to the power, to the strength, the difficulty of this taiva. Kol sheken she'al pi ma sherabenu me'amer otanu. Or the more so that according to what Rabbeinu teaches us, that ta'avat mamon is just a punishment for pagam habrit. So someone falls into Avat Mammon, he's punished for Pgam Brit. ולכן, therefore, כל מי שלא נופל לא תת אהבה ולא פוגם הברית, הוא לא מקבל את העונש, אבל אתם אומרים, therefore, anyone does not fall to this type of lust for women, doesn't blemish his brit, he does not receive the punishment of lust for money. מה ההוכחה לכך שאת אהבה זו היא אהבה גדולה ביותר? And what is the proof to that, the fact that this love for women, lust for women, is the biggest love in the world? Shekshadam rak roe ma shorela, a person, he just sees what he sees, techef hu mitorer lidvar avera o me'arer la'avera, immediately he arouses to an avera and to the aftot of an adis avera. He kvar amu chazal already said ayin roa elev chomed, I see the heart covets. Lo matzinu davar kaze bishar ha'avot, we didn't find such a thing in other times. שיהיה כל כך חזק ובלי שום פנאי לנסות לבחור אחרת. It would be so powerful without any opportunity to even try to choose otherwise or to ignore it. אפילו ממון, even money that someone takes out a bundle of let's say 200 some notes, right? That your eye immediately goes. Still, there's some people which are more than for less. Not everyone's aroused just from seeing cash. Okay, but from seeing women, everyone gets it right away. Said, "Lachen zemuvan." Therefore, it's obvious. It's understood. Sheyifshal la'agia la'avat Hashem shiat tachlit, that we cannot reach loving Hashem, which is the goal, bli levatel itnechem et ha'avar. Azot tachlit abitzur. Without nullifying beforehand this bad love completely. וכשמבטל את התאווה הזו, one will nullify this taiva, נפתחים בפניו שערים להתקרב להשם באמת ולזכות לכל המעלות. Open in front of him the gates to get close to Hashem, truly get close to Hashem, and to merit all the highest places. ולכן חשוב מאוד לשמור על גדרי הקדושה ועל המחיצות וההפרדה בין גברים לנשים. Therefore, it's very, very, very important to keep all these boundaries of dusha and put mechitzas where you have to, when there's weddings and simchas and all these places between women and men, in order so we don't break the mechitzas between us and Hashem. Put a mechitza to break the mechitza between us and Hashem. You don't put a mechitza, you're causing a mechitza between us and Hashem.
At what age do you start teaching children? What age do they?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, how do you do it? You send them to separate kindergarten. That's number one. Three, the latest. So I'll go even earlier. And then they understand slowly, slowly, that you see men are in one place. It's so natural for them.
Right.
Don't even know all the things that we have in our head. Imagine a boy doesn't know anything, so tamim, so innocent, so pure, then he gets married without any shtuyot in his head. Without any shtusim in his head. Anyways, in this world, our children are going to be exposed and more and more. So, why start to expose them in a higher place? Expose them in the lowest place, the close place, and slowly told them, anyways, they'll be open when they have sechel to distinguish in good and bad. If you saw our movies, kids' movies, not adult movies, kids' movies, what they have today, I don't know today, I haven't seen movies in many years.
Today is even worse.
I'm talking about 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I still see sometimes movies. Kids' movies I'm talking about. They teach things to kids, to 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds. Horrible things. Horrible. Why to corrupt the kids? Why? Why do we want to corrupt them? Yeah, they'll start buying things at a younger age. Wow. טוב, נעשה סטוריה של משמוש הפירה, בעזרת השם.